We present the unbelievable truth, the panel game built on truth and lies. In the chair, please welcome David Mitchell.
Hello and welcome to the unbelievable truth, the panel game about truth and lies. The game revolves around certain unlikely facts, the sort that appear to be complete nonsense but are in fact true. These will be cunningly concealed in a tissue of blatant fabrication. So think of it as Iraqi invasion, the panel game. Joining me, please welcome our four guests, whose names are, in no particular order, Jeremy Brand, Joe Hardy, Clive Allen and Davis Anderson. The game is simplicity itself. I'll ask each of the panel in turn to present a short and largely erroneous lecture on a given subject. However, each has been provided with some unlikely but completely true information which they should try and hide in amongst their steaming pile of lies. Successfully slipping true facts in scores points, as does the spotting of them. Let's kick off with Jeremy Hardy. Jeremy, your subject is the human body, which, for the sake of argument, we'll define as the entire physical structure of a human being. Off you go, Jeremy.
Unlike other marsupials, the human being lays its eggs in hedgerows where they are fertilized by muck spreaders. Humans have eyes bigger than their stomachs and are born sightless and no bigger than your thumb. But humans continue to grow for their whole lives, eventually reaching a maximum height of 5'6". The only bits of people that stop growing are the hair and fingernails. The nose gets bigger and bigger, especially if you're Prime Minister.
Yes, Joe. Yeah.
The hair bit.
The only bits that stop growing are the hair and the fingernails. Yeah. That bit. No, that's not true.
It is with me.
Carry on, Jeremy.
Thank you. It is not normal for human beings to have well-developed muscles. Most muscles are supposed to be tiny apart from the arse muscle, which is the biggest muscle and is called the gluteus maximus after a gladiator who killed tigers by sitting on them.
Yes, Clive.
Gluteus maximus is the largest muscle.
It is the largest muscle. You're right, that is true.
Yeah.
But no, there was apparently no gladiator called in Latin arse.
Big arse.
Yeah, big, strong arse. Well fought, big arse. Big arse calls
I am
a
arse.
Lion.
No,
yeah.
I am.
Carry on, Jerry.
Contrary to popular mythology, it is best for humans not to drink any water because it all just turns to dribble. People produce more than 2.5 pints of spit a day, and although it is attractive...
Yes, Alan?
Is that true, 2.5 pints of spit a day?
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
Oh, wow.
The mouth is known as the letterbox of the soul. The tongue, if fully extended, will stretch to 800 feet and can lick stamps that are still in the post office. In the future, instead of ID cards and passports, we will all just sniff each other's bottoms and lick each other. Everyone's unique tongue print can be scanned just like a fingerprint or biometric thing or whatever. The mouth is filthy, containing more bacteria than 8 piles of plague-ridden corpses.
I think the first bit's true. The mouth is filthy.
It is in your case.
No, it's sort of all relative, but well, it's certainly not more toxic than 8 piles of plague-ridden corpses.
You can put your tongue in someone's mouth without getting ill sometimes.
Don't try with me, though, Jeremy.
No. In your dreams, Baldy.
That's true. Clive did actually dream that. Right? Yeah.
Kiss me hardy, I said in my dream.
The fact that the mouth is so full of bacteria and kitchen waste makes it an excellent growing medium, which is why we grow taste plants, the buds of which tell us what we're eating, and yield magnificent blooms if you keep your mouth